Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu, and sorry, I don't know if anyone tried to get me last week, but I could not get my phone to work. So anyway, all good. I'll start right off with my tuning in chant.
Om Namo Guru Dev Namo.
I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom. It's within me. It's within all of us. It's all around us. We are one, and we are connected. And, you know, I know there's many people out there who don't believe that, or they don't want to feel that they're connected with someone they perceive as less than. But, frankly, I believe we are all connected, and that, you know, whatever we do, whatever we think, however we act, it affects all of us. And it's not, you know, it's not trying to lay a guilt trip. It's just really about, the angels are chiming in. They're saying it's really about loving yourself. Well, they certainly know my obsession. So they want me to really focus on this. So really, it's about loving yourself exactly as you are, in each and every moment. I read somewhere, who you are now is the answer to everything. And the angels say that is absolutely and completely true. And one of the things that has been coming to me for the last year or whatever is that we are so speeded up, but we need to kind of slow down a little bit. Time is shifting really rapidly. There's so much going on in the world, shifting to new earth. But at the same time, we are really, it's not going to help us to go faster. It's going to help us to slow down a little bit and just go second by second, you know? And I know I've talked about this a lot. Maybe you're sick of hearing it. I don't know. But really, it's about just being so present and pondering, how can I love myself right now? How can I bring joy to my life? What would be joyful right this second? And so like right now, this is super joyful for me to be here. I do understand there may be a few people listening here and there, but of course I'm kind of, you know, going out to the what feels like slightly the great big void, except for it's not the great big void, it's the great big universe. And I know that I'm, you know, on my path, I'm on my soul's mission to share. So anyway, sitting for a second, stopping for a second, what would bring me joy right this second? How can I show love and appreciation to myself, which then goes out to the world and people pick up on that, and it's like a reminder to them to then seek within and find out what would bring them joy, what would make them, you know, how could they honor and love themselves more? We are so, so, so connected. And anyway, we're having an interesting time here. We're in Iowa, and we've been here for, I guess, about a week and a half or so. Today's Tuesday. And we're here helping my husband's parents, who are 96 and 97. And it's really challenging to be out of our home environment, for one thing. It's challenging because the temperature is quite cold. I already have been out on a walk. I walked downtown, then I walked to the nursing home, and then walked back here to where we're staying at the parents' condo. And it was, I think it was -3 this morning, and then when I went out, it was about 0. That's cold. So anyway, I'm figuring out how to be bundled up and keep myself warm. I'm noticing that the only thing that seems to get really cold are my knees and my bum. But that's okay. Then I get inside. I'm never out for so long. And anyway, just it's been a challenging time also because of my empathic self and my part of me that wants to serve, my seva part of me, really wanted to be at the nursing home because I thought that was what I was supposed to do. Well, after a few days of being there all day, or part, even half the day, I just realized that I couldn't do that, that I was just soaking up too much. And so then I kind of figured out, and with my husband's help and support, that really it would work better for me not to spend a lot of time there. And that, so I'm kind of doing the, taking care of the house, cooking and that kind of thing. And I've had so many awesome realizations over the last week and a half around service, for one thing. And like, I'm not supposed to just completely sacrifice myself to do what I think I'm supposed to do, that I can serve and still be in my joy, that I can serve and still love myself and take care of myself. This is super important. And so what I'm finding is that I'm finding great joy from being here at the house. I do grocery shopping, so I'll walk into town and pick up groceries in my backpack. I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, and I was able to do a bunch of phone calling yesterday to help take care of some stuff that nobody else, everybody else hates doing, but I actually kind of enjoy because I end up meeting people on the phone who are very lovely. And yesterday I laughed with these couple different women at two different agencies. And anyway, just, you know, being in my joy, but doing my service still. I had to realize that my sister-in-law is doing exactly what she feels called to do, which is spending a lot of time with her parents at the nursing home. So that's great. At first, we kind of felt like, oh, we have to take care of her and make sure she's, you know, is okay and eating and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, she's a grown woman. She knows what she needs to do for herself. So just a lot of good stuff. Really just getting into my pace. excuse me, my husband is so supportive and really, you know, wanting me to be okay. He can see how it affects me, and he's so sweet every day. He gives me a big hug, and he's like, thank you so much for being here. I couldn't do this without you. And he's calling me his angel, and he's so sweet. So anyway, very blessed to be here also to have this kind of, Jim's parents are 96 and 97, so, you know, very end of lifetime, and we will see, you know, what happens. The family's gathering also for Christmas, and have a lot, we'll have probably about 27 people here for a few days, and unfortunately my daughter's coming as well, so that will be very lovely. The angels are saying they want me to do a chant. Okay, first of all, they're showing me they want me to do a chant that's like a protection chant. And they're saying that at this time of year is a really challenging time of year for people with the holidays, and family can be challenging. And so this is a protection chant that if you, any of you ever want me, I can email you this chant, elizabethsadhu@gmail.com. If anyone is interested and wants it, or you can listen to, obviously, to this show again. Ad gire name, jugad gire name, sat gire name, siri guru deva name. Ad gire name, jugad gire name, sat gire name, siri guru deva name. Ad gire name, jugad gire name, sat gire name, siri guru deva name. We feel that energy surrounding us. We feel that energy taking care of us. We are protected and guided and blessed. And, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of looking at it like that. One of my phrases that I've been using since before the election is seeing the love everywhere in everyone. And I just feel so strongly about that. You know, you can decide where you want to focus. You can decide what you're going to see. You can see something as, well, it's the half full, half empty thing, you know. You can see it as a horrible thing, or you can see it as an amazing opportunity. I mean, the fact of the matter is we don't know what's going to happen after this election. We just don't know. And I keep getting that we're going to be surprised, that there are going to be some surprises. So I'm not focusing on the possibilities of what it could look like, because right now it doesn't look very good. And we're in that healing crisis of ugly. You know, it's ugly. Healing crisis, you know, the nature of it, you feel like you're never, ever going to get out of it. I'm never going to get better. It's never going to get better. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's getting worse, getting worse, getting worse. So anyway, okay, so the angels now want me to chant the chant for miracles, because many, many people are feeling so downcast and worried and angry and afraid. There's a lot of fear out there. So I'm going to do this chant for miracles, and this is for everyone. Well, the other chant was for everyone, too, of course. But anyway, this is always for all of us. Dun dun rum das guru jinasidia dinasavadia puri hoe karamat opposite of jinahare dharia siki ate sangati para brahma karanama sakaria atala ataho tolatu tera antana para varia jini to savia bokara se tu de para utaria La balo bakama kro de maho maraka de tu de sa para varia. Dana sa tana hai sa chatera pe sa karia. Nana katu lehena tu hai guru amara tu vicharia. Guru de tata mana sa daria. Guru de tata mana sa daria. Oh, yes, 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 yes. So the angels are wanting me to share. I had this experience happen in the last couple of days where a friend who had was very upset and angry about the election had posted, you know, something about how it had triggered some past stuff with the recent election and feeling depressed and that kind of thing. And so, you know, a lot of people wrote and were very supportive. And I just wrote something like, I'm trying not to think, whenever I think about the whole thing, I get kind of depressed, and all I can do is send love to everyone. And so, I mean, that's kind of my take on it right now. That's what I can do. And I keep getting, that is what I am to do. That's my guidance. And but what happened was this person deleted my comment, and then later I saw a post that said, basically, you know, this is what you need to do. You need to write letters. You need to da 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 da, whatever, a whole bunch of things. And it's not going to help if you go to a yoga retreat or a this, that, and the other thing. So I felt kind of upset. And I know, you know, don't take it personally, that kind of thing. But it. I could feel that energy, and it felt kind of hurtful. And but I thought, okay, I don't need to be in that. But I did have a little rant. I've been doing Facebook Live, and which has been actually very fun for me and joyful. And I realized, okay, I'm over that. I'm like, don't need to be in that energy. I'm on my path. My path is the love and joy revolution. This is what I'm doing. And everybody has their path. But that's my point. We cannot judge what other people feel called to do. The lady said, I have a minute left. We can't judge what other people feel called to do. We all own individual path. And it makes up this beautiful tapestry, as my dear friend Brenda Hoffman says. Or I like to see it as a jigsaw puzzle of all these humans, these beings in the universe. And we are all each a unique, amazing, beautiful, colorful, fabulous, beautiful, amazing jigsaw piece to the big, you know, basic big old, you know, jigsaw puzzle in the sky, or whatever you want to, you know, just that's how I've often seen it. So anyway, honor yourself. Not everybody's going to get it. It's okay. Listen to your heart. Pause for a moment. Be in your joy. totally love on yourself and appreciate yourself and share your gifts with the world. That's why we're here. Anyway, that's it. That's the end of the show, and I hope you all have a fabulous, beautiful day, evening, whatever, and I'll be back next week. Much love to you all. Thank you.